Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer fielded questions from constituents at a town hall in Hoover Saturday. Palmer's visits follows a slew of contentious public meetings involving members of Congress and their constituents. WBHM's Esther Chemakili was there.
Residents flooded the entrance to Hoover City Hall, waiting to meet with Gary Palmer. Some members of Congress are refusing to hold town halls after several of their colleagues were met with angry and frustrated citizens. But Palmer chose to face the heat.
I'm not afraid to meet with you. I'm not afraid to hear from you.
Thank you.
I'm not afraid to disagree with you.
That happened a lot. People filled the seats of the chamber, and many more were forced to wait outside. Inside, people clutched signs, a green one that said agree and a red one that said disagree. The signs waved often, mostly red, as Palmer firmly stood his ground on sensitive issues.
I totally support defunding Planned Parenthood. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities. On the climate change thing, I agree there's climate change, but I believe it's through natural variation.
Palmer went on to say he doesn't think humans have had an impact on climate change. He also said he believes charter schools are the answer to failing public schools. Many in attendance didn't like what Palmer had to say. Shay Reeves of Bluff Park questioned Palmer's willingness to stand up against what he called a dangerous and unqualified President Donald Trump.
And I've heard you say in the past that we need more people willing to take a vote that may cost them the next election. What I think we need today is more people willing to take a stand that might cost them the next election.
The town hall lasted almost 2 hours, well beyond the 1 hour expected time limit. Many people left without being heard, but the meeting ended peacefully. Other Alabama representatives, like Republican Mo Brooks, are refusing to hold town halls, saying the meetings are potential threats to public safety. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chemakili.